Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This has been a very interesting time that we're having on this fast, you know? The Lord is dealing with everyone. He's dealing with us in places where we have personal pride. And I find it interesting, but not surprising, that the Lord chose this month, the month wherein there are some groups that are celebrating a kind of pride that God calls an abomination. That's what's going on, you see. But here in the body of Christ, here at Miracle Internet Church, we're seeking the Lord's face. We are humbling ourselves deliberately before the Lord, and we are repenting and turning away and forsaking our personal pride. They are flaunting what they call pride, but we are repenting of ours. What a blessing. What a blessing. I would rather be a dorker in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Amen? Amen. So, we should be grateful and happy and joyous that we have this opportunity in Jesus Christ. Amen? There are those who are on the road to destruction, but he has granted to us eternal life. Amen? And eternal life is found in his Son, Jesus Christ. So we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all over the globe. Amen? We are in many, many, many nations. Many nations, almost two-thirds of the globe, we're in that nation. Yes, we are. And the Lord has been so gracious to us, and we thank him for all of his blessings. We ask that he pour more and more souls into this ministry. Amen? Because everybody needs to hear from God. Everybody needs to have a right relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Amen? Amen. And so, King the Lord for the grace that he has given us to fast and to humble ourselves and to seek his face, and the grace that he's released on us to be able to fast. Amen? Because that is a grace indeed. So, tonight we're going to talk about a very interesting subject. But first, let me tell all of our new listeners how to get into our conversation. Well, our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, you'll see across the banner, MIC Radio Chat. Click that link and the screen will pop up right in front of you and sign in. We just ask that you do not use your phone number, your social security number, your driver's license number, your email address as your username. If you don't want to use your personal name, we ask that you make up a username and use that. And when you come into the chat room, say hello to everybody. Everyone will say hello to you. Amen. We're a very loving, receiving, and accepting church. So we ask you to sign in and say hi to everyone. Hi, I'm here. I'm new. And they'll help you. Amen. Now, if you're on a cell phone or some other electronic device, when the page comes up, miracleinternetchurch.com, there's three white lines across a black background. Click that link. Click those three white lines, and then all the other links will open to you. Go down to where it says MIC Radio Chat, and that's the one. That's the one. Just sign in and say hi to everyone, and everyone will say hi to you. Amen? And they might say, God bless you, which is a good thing. Amen? It's a very good thing. We all need the blessings of the Lord. So, welcome, one and all, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and on behalf of his kingdom. Amen. So, we're going to talk tonight a little briefly about the fast. We're not going to say a lot. I'm just going to remind you of, for those of you who may have forgotten or got sidetracked or whatever the case may be, amen, or whatever the case may be, what we're doing tomorrow. And tomorrow is Thursday. We're doing water, juice, and fruit. That's what we're doing on tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday the 10th, and we're doing water, juice, and fruit. So you already know that the scriptures for this fast is the Gospel of Luke. Thank you, Brother Bill. That's very kind of you. I appreciate all the nice and wonderful and kind things you do. Amen. And we all know that we celebrated Brother Bill's birthday on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what else is I going to say, Lord? I lost my track. Anyway, we we have to fast. No, we're doing this joyfully. We're doing this because it pleases God, and believe it, it does help us. Amen? We have a lot of prayer requests on this fast. And so we want to present them in a humble and righteous way before the throne of God. Amen? There are some very, very important issues we're placing before the Lord during this fast. So it's very important that we have our hearts in it, and it not just be, well, this is all I can eat today. No, there's far more to a fast than that. You see, our hearts have to be in it. Our minds have to be in it. Sister, we're doing the Gospel of Luke. Amen. So our hearts and our minds have to be in that. You see, we can't just say, okay, I didn't eat this and I didn't eat that. That's not a fast. That just means you didn't eat certain things. This comes from the heart. We are fully involved in it, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And Father, we lift up to you that situation from our sister where she needs to send something and the computer went down. We ask, Lord, that you provide a computer that's up. She can use to do that in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your intervention. We thank you for releasing your angels. Father, we ask for the storm to pass so that the computers go up in Jesus' name. We ask for the storm to move out of the way, so that the computers can do what computers are supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We know that you'll attend to that. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are our helper. You always come to our assistance during the time of need. Amen? We thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. And hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if need be, I think FedEx uses a fax machine still, the old-fashioned way. If you got to use it, you can use it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his goodness to the children of men. So, saints, we've had quite a bit of warfare, but the Lord is upholding us through all of the warfare that we have been experiencing. He's been helping us. He's been sustaining us. He's been supporting us. He's been fighting our battles. Amen? And so this battle is no different. The battle against pride. You know, all of us come with a lump sum of it when we get on the planet. We inherited it from all of our ancestors. So we have to come to the Lord realizing how we got it and that we have participated in it ourselves. Whether we knew about it at the time or not, we've done it. And when we come to the Lord, we have to repent of that pride. We have to let that pride go. We have to walk away from it. We have to change. We have to allow the Lord to transform us. We have to be humble and fully dependent on the Lord, fully dependent, totally dependent, under his wing, under his hand, submitted to him, yielded to him, desiring for him to not only lead us, guide us, and direct us, but to empower us to follow him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is a very, very crucial and important time. It's a very important fast because the devil does not want us to succeed. When we succeed, the windows of heaven are open and God pours blessing. That's what happens. When we humble ourselves, God moves. So he wants us to be a hindrance to the move of God. But we're not going to be a hindrance. We're going to humble ourselves. And God will do what God does best. Amen? We will do what God does best. He will do what he does best. And he will do things for our benefit and for the benefit of the kingdom. So let's have our whole heart into this fast. Let us dive into the Gospel of Luke. And let us spend quality time with the Lord. Amen? Quality time with the Lord. Because he is speaking to his people. Amen? He is speaking to his people. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to enter into prayer, thanking and praising the Lord for his goodness to us and his wonderful word to us and his kindness and graciousness to his people, because we need the Lord's mercy. You see, we're humans. We are not perfect people. We have all sinned and come short of what God desires and requires. So because of that, we surely need his mercy and his kind, tender attitude toward us, because we have a tendency to err. Humans have an inborn tendency to err, and we need the Lord to help us to overcome in every situation. And there are many situations that life presents to everyone. Even to newborns. Some newborns have to struggle for physical life, you see. So there are many situations that we come in contact with in this life that we need all the help that God can give us. And so we're serious about being humble. We're serious about being submitted. We're serious about our need for his grace, for his mercy, and for his loving kindness toward us. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Amen. Amen. And Father, we command in the name of Jesus, every electronic or technological device that we must use to work, we command it to work in Jesus' name. We release the name of Jesus Christ over all of our business affairs right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our business affairs And we thank you, Lord, for your intervention in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we live a natural life here on this earth, and we thank you for it, and we give you praise. And in the process of this life, Lord, there are many business things that we must handle, that must be done. It's a part of the way the life system is set up on earth. You see, when you were 12, Lord Jesus, your family took you to the synagogue so that you could go through what we know to be bar mitzvah, through this process where they acknowledge that you'd move from childhood into young manhood. Well, Father, we have many such situations here on the earth, many such things, business things, economic things, political things, school things, career things, legal things, all of this kind of business that we have on earth. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call for your mercy and for your grace. And right now we lift up all of our business things to you, right before your throne. Every kind of business that we are involved in, we lift it to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your blessing, for your grace, and for your favor upon all of our business affairs. Holy Spirit, we put all of these affairs in your hands right now in Jesus' name. Bring correction where correction is needed. Bring grace. Bring favor. Bring the right way, the right path. Bring them to the place where they please our Heavenly Father. And we thank you. We give you grace. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We thank you for elevating our business affairs. Please our Father, which is in heaven, because he causes us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen? Some of us have debts from the past. We give them to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us have issues that remain unresolved, and we are incapable of resolving them. We lift them to you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We have issues that need to be properly executed. We lift them to you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are our advocate, Lord Jesus, before our Heavenly Father. And we ask you to also advocate for us here on earth. We ask you to save us. We ask you to save everything that pertains to our lives, because you have given us everything that pertains to life and godly living, and you will perfect those things which concern us. So we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we submit all of this to you, Father. We plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over all of it, and we thank you for what you will do for us. You will bring those to us, aid us, and help us. We thank you for it. We ask you to bless them for doing us good. And we give you praise, Lord. The Bible says, ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find, knock, and the door will be opened unto us. So, Father, we have come before you obeying your word, submitting ourselves to you, humbling ourselves before you, and believing the truth that you say, that when we ask for anything and it's in agreement with your will, you grant it. When we come before you believing when we ask, we will receive it. When we come in agreement, touching anything, agreeing on anything, you would do it. So we thank you, Lord, that we can do this by your will. We thank you that you've given the answer. It's already been released. The Bible says you'll answer before we call. So we receive our answers. We receive our solutions right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, The Bible says that you're close to us that call upon you and that call upon you in truth. So we do so, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. Father, we bind and we chain with eternal chains unto darkness every wicked principality that has come against the people of Miracle Internet Church in Jesus' name. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every territorial devil that has stood up against a child of God and Miracle Internet Church. We bind you. We chain you with eternal chains unto darkness, and we cage you all in Jesus' holy name. There is no power greater than the power of Almighty God, and he is our Heavenly Father, and his power is released against you now in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. We raise the shield of faith that is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and we quench those darts now in Jesus' name. We bind, we take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind your corner in the name of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, with his agents, and with his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. Calm the mind of Christ. We have a right mind, a sound mind, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for covering the people of God, for covering our minds. Hallelujah. We cover our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ right now. We cover all of our minds with the blood of Jesus Christ. And by faith, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we take hold of the mind of Christ, because we bind every thought in Jesus' name. And we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. We surround ourselves with the wall of fire, with your glory in the midst, Lord. We thank you that we are surrounded by your warring, linking angels, and there's more with us than there are with them. There's more with us than there are with them. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that he could call a legion of angels if we needed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for all the angels that we need right now in Jesus' name. We call for you to release all the angels to us that we need right now, Father, to assist us, to help us, and to do what you have commanded them to do on our behalf. We receive this grace from you, and we thank you for the blessing in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks We bind every witchcraft attack in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft attack in the day and in the night. We bind every witchcraft attack in Jesus' name, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Leviathan and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, all pain-inflicting spirits, all sleep deprivation spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the strangers, we bind their attacks. We bind the attacks of panic and fear in Jesus' name. We bind all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. All microwave frequency weapons, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic trance devils and their attacks on mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Caribbean, Latin American magic and evil practices, all black magic, all white magic, and the work of every druid, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. We bind all shape-shifting spirits and trap them in their shifted form for eternity. We bind the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind all of his underlings. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bull flies and demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs and trap them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves. We bind every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Break it, break it, break it, break it. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you and we praise you for the breakthrough in Jesus' name. We bind the power of the dog, and we bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of Jesus Christ. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and all satanic worship. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayer. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Turn and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, all mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, deaf spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonitions, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness and turn them over to God the Holy Spirit. We denounce pride in all of its forms and manifestations in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, especially those that are done against members of Miracle Internet Church in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, Baphomet and his 72, wherever they are located, and all of his agents worldwide. We bind them all in Jesus' name. We chain them all in Jesus' name, and we send them into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your mighty warring angels taking them out of the way now in Jesus' name. We bind fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. And we bind all the demons from the Harry Potter series in Jesus' name. We bind them, we chain them, we put them in the spiritual cage, and we turn them over to God the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all in Jesus' name. And we loose us from them. We bind the gang stalkers and their fears, their harassments, their witchcraft, and their mind control in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over every mind-controlling demon in Jesus' name. And we break your grip and hold over God's holy people. We break your grip and hold over God's holy people. Every spirit that controls the minds of God's people, we break your grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We send you into the cage, and we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Loose their minds. Loose their minds. Loose their minds in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Come out of their minds. Every mind-controlling devil, we break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We release the blood of Jesus into their minds. The blood of Jesus is released into their minds right now. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's been controlling the mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold. You have no right. You're trespassing. We turn you over to God the Holy Spirit and the holy angels of God. We send you to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment right now. Loose their minds. Loose their minds. You cannot have mind control over God's holy people in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. We return and loose every attack back to the senders in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back. in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Godhead. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans, and we bind every tradition that is rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all in Jesus' name, and we loose ourselves from them. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. All wickedness, we return where it belongs in Jesus' name. All wickedness, we return now back where it belongs in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness. We loose the bands of wickedness off the people of God. We loose every wicked band off the people of God. Undo the heavy burdens. We let the oppressed go free. And, Father, we thank you for the breaking of every yoke and every chain. The breaking of every yoke and every chain in Jesus' name. Father, we call for justice from your throne. We plead for your truth in Jesus' name. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We thank you for the standard, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you. We've come to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So, Father, now we tread over all the power of the enemy. We trample on all the power of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Break it in Jesus' name. Run that abroka lady dias and that abroka lady dias she that abre. Rike that abreka that abresha that abreke de osun that abreka de satanabro. Riki shandra abreka that roka that they are sundra manakatai. Risa lele set that abreka that abrusha than a marokatai. Risa that abreka that they are. Break it in Jesus' name. Ruko to the brace that abreka that it your son that abreka that abreka that it your son. Satan, we break your power over every state in the United States of America. Satan, we break your powers over every nation on the planet in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Rika da rabrosa da le diasa. Rike de rogola lele esinde da breke de diasa da breke de. Rusa da breke de da. Break it in Jesus' name. 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 We give you praise, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We bow before you and honor you, Lord. We bow before you and honor you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for kings and all who are in authority. Father, we ask you to turn things around in our favor. Turn it around in our favor. Hallelujah. 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 We ask you to turn it around in our favor in Jesus' name. Where things were against us, Father, we ask right now that you turn it around in our favor in Jesus' name. The song says, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. But, Lord, you do it all the time. And we thank you that we don't have to wait for the 99th hour. You'll turn it around right now. In your holy name, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We pray for all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. All witchcraft done against any member of Miracle Internet Church, we bind it right now in Jesus' name. And we send it right back wherever it came from. It all goes back right now. The Bible says they'll come at us one way and they'll flee from us seven ways. We declare it to be so from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. The Bible says, Lord, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Holy Spirit, we turn them over to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. The Bible says that you render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherein they have reproached thee, O Lord. Well, Lord, we are in Christ Jesus. They have reproached us as they have reproached you. So we thank you for rendering to them sevenfold. We thank you that it is a righteous thing to God to trouble them that do trouble us. So we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for 2 Thessalonians 1:6. The Bible says that you do trouble them that trouble us. It's a righteous thing with you to do so. We give you praise for your holy word. We exalt the word of God. We exalt the word of God, and we give you praise, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We declare, the word says, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride for cursing and lying which they speak. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare it to be so. We declare it to be so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull down all protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, sorcerers, and the like. We pull down all of their protections. We thank you, Father, for destroying their protections in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you release your weapons of war against them now in Jesus' name. We give you praise, and we break the power of every curse because Jesus was made a curse for us. Every hex, all vexes, all spells, even love spells, charms, all psychic war, all witchcraft, voodoo, and magic. We pull out every voodoo pin and every spear in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull it out in the name of Jesus. And we forbid any further to be sent against us in Jesus' name. We bind every charm, all fetishes, all mind control, voodoo and magic, all death, all bewitchments, potions and jinxes. We cast down any words of death that have been released against us in Jesus' name. We bind those words up in the name of Jesus, and we forbid any spirit to attempt to manifest them in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall live and not die and declare the word of the Lord. Yes, we shall declare the works of the Lord. We bind all ungodly blessings, all incantations, all chantings, all root works, crystals, hoodoo, and every form of witchcraft, tribal rituals, and sin that has existed and that works against us in Jesus' name. We bind the iniquities of our ancestors in Jesus' name. And we forbid those devils to attempt to follow them, that pattern, to cause us to fall into sin. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid the devil to continue to attack in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, we thank you for releasing your blessings upon us and removing their rituals off of us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus erasing evil lines that have been drawn on our body parts, on our soul, on our will, on our emotions. We thank you, Father, that you watch over your people. We bind every devil that has come to harass us in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, to have mercy on those who are lost and to bring these souls out of darkness. We ask you to save these souls, Father, so that you may have the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Now, saints, this week, while we are seeking the Lord, I want you individually to bring before the Lord in your prayer time those persons that you've been witnessing to that need salvation, those persons that you've been praying to the Lord to save their souls. Sometime during this fast, I'm asking you to bring those persons before the Lord once again. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, the Lord wants to talk to us about a new creature. A new creature. You know, the Bible says when we come to Jesus Christ and he forgives us of our sins and we receive his blood sacrifice on the cross of Calvary for our sins, because he died for our sins and not his own, because he didn't have any sin. He was the sinless Lamb of God. When we receive Jesus Christ, old things pass away from us, and we become new creatures in Jesus Christ. We become a new person that did not exist before. Why? Because one of the things that happens is that when we come to the Lord and receive him and ask him to come live in our hearts and be our personal Savior and the Lord of our lives, running our lives, in charge of our lives from then on, and meaning it from our hearts, and we call out to Jesus Christ to save us, all of our sins get washed away, you know? The past is gone. God chose to do this. This was his idea, his program, and he blesses it. Amen? And this is the way all of us come. We come through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. So in Psalm 71, beginning with verse 1, Psalm 71, beginning in verse 1, it reads this way. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Who does it? Who does the putting? We do the putting. We choose by an act of our will to put our trust in Jesus Christ. We give him all of our confidence and all of our trust. And as a result of having done that, we ask him, let me never be put to confusion. We don't want to be confused. We want to be right. Then we say, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Everybody needs to escape something, whether it be enemies or sins. We need escape. Incline thy ear unto me. Listen to me, Lord, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation. Be that stronghold place that I can run to from the enemies of my life, whereunto I may continually resort, that I can keep coming back to you over and over and over again whenever I need you. Thou hast given commandment to save me. You've already declared from heaven that I ought to be saved. For thou art my rock and my fortress. You're the fort that I run into. And you're the rock that I stand on. all the time because I need you. Amen? Amen. So, many of us, let me say this first. I've already posted what the featured psalm for this evening, excuse me, is. A verse for meditation comes from the book of Exodus, Exodus 22:18. Exodus 22:18. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the children. Peace. Release your peace upon the children. We bind the devils that keep them agitated in Jesus' name. We bind the demons that keep them agitated. Your peace is greater than any demon. We release the blood of Jesus over the children. We release the peace of God over the children. Let the peace of God envelop them. We encapsulate each child in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Many of us have had an opportunity to hear the simplicity of the gospel message preached. Some of us have had this opportunity, but some of us have not. There are people, especially in our family and in our acquaintances, that have not had that opportunity. You say, well, it's everywhere. Yes, but everybody has not availed themselves to, nor has everybody heard the truth of the gospel message. So this sermon is intended to clarify the truth for those who need to know. And that happens to be everybody. Amen? That happens to be everybody. Father, we thank you for the attending angels to the children, attending to the children, and causing them to be calm and peaceful throughout this message in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So let's begin with the words of Jesus Christ, shall we? Let's begin with the words of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and verse 6. We bind every agitating devil in Jesus' name. Every agitating devil, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no authority, no authority in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus Christ said of himself while he was bodily on the earth, when he was actually walking on the earth, he said, I am the way. Yes, I am the way. He says to you, I am the only way to God. There is no other way. I am the only way to God. There is no other way. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 13, Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 13, it is written, enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. So he's saying to you that the way to him is very straight. It's not crooked, it's not twisted, it's straight. Now, there is a wide gate, and there's a very broad way that leads to destruction. And that's where a whole lot of people are. You'll find them there. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Few. The crowd is going the way of destruction. The few go through the straight gate. They go through the narrow way, and it leads them to life and eternal life. So we would pray that everyone that hears this message chooses the straight gate and chooses the narrow way, because it's the straight gate and it's the narrow way which leads to life. Amen? Amen. In John chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1, John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Well, what was Jesus saying when he said that? He was saying that there is one door into God's fold. Christians are often referred to as sheep, and Jesus Christ is referred to as our shepherd, our good shepherd. And that the one who tries to go any other way than through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to try to become part of God Almighty's kingdom and part of his family, is a thief and a robber. The only legitimate way to come into fellowship, to come into right relationship with God Almighty while we're here on this earth is to go through Jesus Christ. He is the straight gate. He is the narrow way. He is the open door, and he is the only way to get to the Father. There is no other way. Any other way that you try to do this, you are a thief and a robber, he said. And he's never wrong. Praise the Lord. He says in verse 7, he says in John chapter 10, verse 7, Then said Jesus unto them again, surely, surely, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He's how the sheep come in to right relationship with God Almighty. He's the door. He opens the door to us. Otherwise, we would be blocked out. So you see, he is explaining through what he's saying, there isn't but one way to become connected to God Almighty, and that's him. That's what Jesus Christ is saying. There is but one way to become connected to God Almighty, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says he is the truth. He is the truth? Yes. He says he is the truth. He says he is the truth of God. He is God's truth coming to you. God's truth speaking to you. God's truth correcting you. God's truth bringing you into relationship with God Almighty. That's who he is. And he says you need to believe what he's saying. You need to believe that he is the only way to the Father. There is no other way. You need to believe that he is God's truth, and it is he who sets people free. Jesus Christ is the truth of God. Jesus Christ is the one that God Almighty commissioned to set people free. That's right. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31, Jesus said, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, Jesus can't lie. There is no sin in him. So if you continue in the words of Jesus Christ, if you continue in the words that he has left to his holy church, then you get the opportunity to become his disciple for certain. And then you will know the truth. And that truth will make you free. That's what he said. He is the truth, the source of truth, and he is the teacher of truth. Yes, he is. In John chapter 8, verse 36, John chapter 8, verse 36, amen, he says to us, "If the Son," speaking of himself, "therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. There's no question about it. If he makes you free, you're going to be free. In Mark 12, verse 14, he tells us, even people that had come to believe on him said this about Jesus Christ, "But thou teachest the way of God in truth." Jesus is a teacher of the way of God in truth. There is no lie in him. There is no delusion or deception in him. Amen? He teaches the truth. He said that he has come for us to have life, and that more abundantly. He's come for us to have life. Life. So, well, I'm living now. Well, there's life beyond here. Jesus says in John 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." He says up in verse 9, "I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved." Verse 10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I've come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd." Jesus says this of himself. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He lays down his own life for the sheep. And we understand that to mean that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary so that all who would seek to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father and would come to him for that relationship, he's given his life so that their sins are washed away. He allowed his blood to be poured out on the cross of Calvary so that their sins and the sins of their ancestors could be washed from their lives. He laid down his life for this purpose. He laid down his life so that a relationship, a right relationship, could be formed with God Almighty by human beings. Came to usher in that relationship. He came to facilitate that relationship. He came to do away with everything that hinders or prevents that relationship. Amen. And he said, I am the life. I am the life. He gives eternal life to all who come to him. To all who come to him and ask. He gives it to all who come to him, who ask, and who trust him to be their God and their personal Savior. He gives it. You can't buy it. It's too precious. It's holy. Eternal life is holy. And so we, being sinners, having done things, participated in things, inheriting a nature, a rebellious nature, all the way back from Adam and Eve, having sinned against God, that's like doing major, major, major felony against God Almighty. Having participated in that, we need help. And Jesus Christ is the help that God Almighty commissioned to help us with this matter. Amen? So you may ask, why do I need a Savior? I'm going to answer that question for you. You see, a Savior is someone who delivers and preserves a person from danger, from bondage, from disease, or sin. A Savior is a person who delivers, preserves a person from danger, from bondage, from disease, or sin. So, you say, well, who has sinned? I have an answer for you. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, God gives a very simple answer. And he says, for all have sinned. That means everybody, every single person. If you're a person, you're a human being, you have sinned. And not only have you sinned, but you have come short of the glory of God. You've come short of what God requires of human beings. That's right. There's a lot got left undone. Not only have you sinned, but that ought to be done has not been done. Amen? So God says all, yes, all, that includes everybody, even babies, because they inherit from their parents the very nature of rebellion against God. Yes, that is so. Well, you say, well, babies haven't done anything. Well, let me say that again. Babies inherit from their parents, the very nature of rebellion against God. And that started with Adam and Eve. Huh. That's right. When they get their body, they've got it. That's why when you try to tell them the right thing to do, they come against it. They resist it. You see, you don't have to teach children to do wrong. You have to teach them to do right. That's right. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, for there is not a man, a just man upon earth. There is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So God is saying quite plainly here that there ain't anybody on earth that does good and never sins. So we all need a Savior. All of us need a Savior. Amen? It's the truth. In Romans chapter 3, beginning with verse 10, Romans chapter 3, beginning with verse 10, it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none right, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher or an open grave. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of ash is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's the condition of everyone who has not come to Jesus Christ and asked him to save their soul. That's the condition right there. If you have never asked him to save your soul, or if you have asked him but you turned back on him, this is the condition that you find yourself in. So you need a Savior, and you need one very, 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 very badly. Amen? That is so. John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, beginning with verse 4, these things are said by the Apostle John. Why? He tells you in just a minute. He says, and these things write we unto you. He wrote to people that had come to know about Jesus Christ. He says, we're writing that your joy may be full. He's saying that this is what we have to declare to you. This is what we have to say, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. In God, there is light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with God and we walk in darkness, we're telling a lie. And we do not the truth. If we say we have fellowship with God and we're walking in darkness, we're living our lives in darkness, we're telling a lie and not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as God is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, there are others out there that claim they have light. Well, I have news for you. Theirs is false. Theirs is not in truth. Don't follow them. He goes on to say, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving our own selves, and the truth is not in us. I remember when we were little and we would have done something we had no business doing. And our parents or grandparents or whomever was watching over us would ask us about it, and you know, we didn't tell the truth. And so they would say this to us, and it stuck with us into adulthood. They would say, you're lying, and the truth is not in you. And they were right. So if we say we don't have any sin, I've never done anything wrong. Everything I've done has been right. You're deceiving yourself. You're telling yourself a lie and trying to get yourself to believe it. And the truth is not in you. If you say it's okay for me to sleep around with whoever I want to sleep around with whenever I get good and ready and I haven't done anything wrong, you are lying to yourself and the truth is not in you. If you steal, if you kill, if you lie, if you commit adultery, you're running around with somebody else's spouse. If you make God a promise and you never keep it, and you say, I haven't done anything wrong, I've never sinned, you deceive your own self. You're not deceiving God. You're deceiving your own self. You're lying to your own self. And the truth is not in us when we do that. Amen? If you say, I can take all the drugs I want, and it doesn't matter to anybody but me, you're lying to yourself, and the truth is not in you. But if we confess our sin, Jesus is faithful, and he will forgive us our sins. He'll forgive us, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and he will say to us, go and sin no more. He will say to us, go and sin no more. You see, some people think all they have to say is, oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's not exactly repentance. Repentance means that you're sorrowful, that you're brokenhearted for doing wrong. Why? Because when we do wrong like that, we sin against God himself. We become the reason that Jesus Christ had to die on the cross. Why? Because we did the sinning, and we sinned against God. We sinned against ourselves, and we sinned against others. That's right. So when we come to Jesus Christ and we confess our sins, every bad thing and every wrong thing that we've ever been a part of, he is faithful and he is just. He brings justice to the situation and he will forgive us of our sins and he will cleanse us from all that is not right in the Father's eye. Amen? But you see, once we do this, we have to turn away from our sins and go and sin no more. We can't just say, I'm sorry, and that's it. There's more to it than that. Amen? So, we can see that all humans are in need of a true Savior. However, we must have the Savior that God Almighty has commissioned to save, as man himself is unable by his own efforts alone to bring this saving into his life. We must have the Savior that God Almighty has commissioned to save humans. Because humans, in and of themselves, by their own efforts alone, are not able, are not capable, do not have the power to bring salvation into their own lives. We have to have a Savior. Mankind, of his own efforts, falls short of what God Almighty requires. You see, the Bible says that the wages of sin, what you get for having sinned against God, is death. So, if you don't want to be in that condition forever, what do you mean forever? That means even after this life is over, you don't want that condition to be a part of you. You need a Savior, and you need the only Savior, the one that God Almighty commissioned to save you. His name is Jesus Christ the Lord. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the only one who is able. So everyone needs a right relationship with God Almighty in order to receive the eternal, not just natural, but eternal life forever. You see, eternal means it goes on forever, even after our natural life on this earth ends. It just goes on and on. Eternal life is forever, and that is the life that God Almighty offers to all who will do it his way. People's effort to solve their own issue, whether they try to use intellect or they try to use economics or they try to use politics or they try to use social methods or material methods or psychology or some other technique. You see, these methods won't do the job. That's not what God requires. In order to receive this eternal life that God Almighty offers, in order for sins to be washed away, in order for us to be made acceptable to God Almighty, God Almighty must be an active participant in the situation. All of those other efforts fail without him. You see, all of those other efforts, they'll fail. Sooner or later, they will fail you. They may seem to be working for a while, but they will fail you in the end. So you see, God Almighty commissioned one, just one, to come into the earth to set matters aright. Jesus Christ is the only one whom God Almighty commissioned to save people from their own sin. So you see, in Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. Luke chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. Jesus Christ says this of himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me. He's given Jesus special power to preach the gospel, the good news from God to the poor. He has sent me, Jesus is saying, to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me, Jesus is saying, to preach deliverance to the captive. He has sent me, he's given me special power. God's given me his own power to bring recovery of sight to those that are blind, to set at liberty those that have been bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is what Jesus Christ says about himself. He said, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. God has given me of his Spirit. He has anointed me. He's given me his holy power. And he's commissioned me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to those that are bound, those that are in captivity, those that can't get free but want to be free, but need to be free, to the recovery of sight to those who are blind, not just those who are blind in the natural, those who can't see the way out. He's come to set at liberty those that have been bruised. Sin will beat you up and beat you down. He came to set them free, give them liberty, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. You see, we need to come to understand this, that sin holds people in bondage, and they are the captives of sin. Sin holds people in bondage. In John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus said, say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Whoever does sin, whoever sins, they are the servant of sin. Sin is their master, and they are the servant. So maybe you'd like a different master. I would. In Romans chapter 6, verse 16, he says, know ye not, don't you know, that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey. So we've already established that humans become a servant to sin. His servants ye are to whom ye obey. If you obey sin, you're the servants of sin. Whether sin unto death, because the wages of sin is death, or obedience to God, unto a right relationship with God. That's what he's saying. He's being very plain about it. He's being very, very plain about it. But those who have hope in Jesus Christ have asked him to save them. They have been made free from the natural tendency from Adam and Eve to rebel against God Almighty. Jesus Christ breaks their bondage. Jesus Christ delivers them. Jesus Christ saves them. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 3, 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. God wants every single person to receive this salvation through Jesus Christ. Everybody. That's what his desire is. That's what his heart is. He wants all men to be saved. Men, women, boys, and girls. He wants everyone to receive this and to come into the knowledge of the truth. He wants everybody to be delivered from lies and to know what the truth is. For there is one God and one mediator between God and human beings. One mediator between God and human beings. And who is that? The man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. He gave his life for all. He's the one that comes to bring God and human beings back together again. You see, a mediator brings an intervention that settles the differences between those who are opposed to each other. A mediator stands between and on behalf of each of the opposers and sees to it that the issue is resolved. So Jesus Christ is the one who stands before God on our behalf and sees to it that the issue of our sin and our sin nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve gets resolved. That's who he is. That's what he does. So that means that Jesus Christ came to represent or to present God Almighty to humans and to speak to God Almighty on our behalf. He came to explain to human beings God Almighty's side of the issue. Jesus Christ came to humans to be their connection and bridge back to a right relationship with God Almighty. Every human needs Jesus Christ. Every human needs this salvation. Every human needs this right relationship. Every human needs eternal life through Jesus Christ. Salvation is a free gift of God Almighty, a free gift that he gives to people who are lost and apart from him. He gives it to those who do not deserve the gift. That would be all of us. He gives it to those who choose to trust Jesus Christ as their only way to have a right relationship to God Almighty. He gives it to those who choose to trust Jesus Christ as their right, the only way to have a right relationship to God Almighty, and who humble themselves to him. How do they humble themselves to him? By submitting themselves to what God Almighty wants. They decide to come into agreement with him through Jesus Christ. That's what they decide. In Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 4, beginning with verse 10, What did God say? It says, be it known unto you and to all the people that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified, whom God raised from the dead, that every miracle that Jesus Christ did, that's how it happened. It's Jesus Christ who God raised from the dead. You see, when Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary for everybody's sin, God Almighty, after Jesus had died, he raised him from the dead and brought him to heaven. Yes, he did. And that's how Christians know, how true Christians know that when we die on this earth, that our Heavenly Father has given us, God Almighty has given us eternal life, and that he's going to bring us to heaven to be with him. Yes. Our example is in Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say that neither is there salvation in any other. We can't get this free gift from anybody other than Jesus Christ. That's where we have to go to find it. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, among people, whereby we must be saved. No other name but his will work. He's the only one. He's the only one that God has granted this kind of power to. Amen. It is so. So you say, my, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in. No other name, only the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. That's the one. He said to us that his Father had sent him. And he said that if any man believeth on him, any man thirst, let him come to him and drink. Has life left you thirsty and dry? Has life done that to you? Well, he says he's the drink that you need to come back to life. That's what he said. Yes, that is what he said. Said that those that believe on him will have that eternal life. But those who choose not to believe on him will not see eternal life, but instead the wrath of God will be on that person. That's what he said. He says to us in John 3:16 that whosoever believes on him shouldn't perish, but have eternal life. Why? Because God Almighty so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what he said. He said, he that believes on him, Jesus talking about himself, is not condemned. He said, for his Father, God Almighty, sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus Christ might be saved. But he that believeth not, that doesn't believe on Jesus Christ, is condemned already. Why? because he didn't believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is the judgment that light has come into the world, and men, human beings, love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil and they knew they were evil. Because everybody that does evil hates the light. Neither do they come to the light, because if they come to the light, their deeds are going to be exposed. But the one that does the truth comes to the light so that what he does, his deeds, can be understood that God blessed them. Amen? Amen, you see. It is so. God wants us to understand his point. He wants us to clearly get the picture. When a person decides they want this salvation, this eternal life, this right relationship with God Almighty, they need to know, they need to realize something. And God wants us to receive the words that people who walked on this earth with Jesus left with us so that we will understand. They left us some words. And so he says in 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, if we receive what people say about Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, the witness of God Almighty is greater still. Because this is the witness of God where he testified of his Son, that he that believeth on the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, hath a witness in himself. And down in your knower, deep in your knower, inside yourself, when you believe on Jesus Christ, inside you, you know you're right. He that doesn't believe, that believeth not, God hath made him a liar. You're saying that God is lying if you decide not to believe. You see, the one that believes on Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, they're going to get life. You see, this is the record that God gave of his Son. And so we ought to believe him, because God cannot lie. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. He's giving to human beings eternal life. And this life is only found in his Son, Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son of God, who hath Jesus Christ, hath life. And he that does not have the Son of God, does not have Jesus Christ, doesn't have life. He's still facing death. You see, the Bible says that the blood that makes an atonement, that makes a righteous fulfillment for the soul, it takes blood, but not just any blood, precious, sinless, holy blood to cleanse the sin of human beings. And that blood came only through one person. It only came through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what human beings need, holy blood. Holy blood, sinless blood. No other blood can save. You see, we must believe if we want this relationship, if we want this eternal life, we must believe on Jesus Christ as God Almighty Son, and the only one who he commissioned to save the souls of humans. So you say, all right, I've heard that Jesus Christ came from heaven down to earth and that he died a long time ago on a cross. I heard that when he died for my sin, not his, because he didn't have any. And he died for all who had all the bad and all the wrong that all of us have done. And because our way is to rebel against Almighty God, he did that. He did that for us. Well, you're right. That is right. Chapter 16, verse 31, Acts chapter 16, verse 31, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house, and your household. You see, when a person chooses to believe on Jesus Christ and to receive his salvation and to ask him to wash their sins away, it changes you and it affects your family. It's not just about you. It affects you and your family. Amen? Yes, it does. It affects you, I'm going to say it again, it affects you and your family. So we must also have words to say to Jesus Christ when we come to him. Amen? We must have words to say. We must ask him to save us. We must ask it from our heart. We must believe that God Almighty brought Jesus Christ back from death once Jesus had finished dying on the cross for our sin. We must say with our own mouth that we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that God Almighty sent him to die on the cross for our sins. We must say that we believe in our hearts that God Almighty raised him from the dead when he finished dying for our sins. We must say these things to Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says that with the heart we believe, and it leads us to a right relationship with Almighty God. And with our mouth, we say these things that we've just talked about. We are saying, takes us in to this salvation, this saving by Jesus Christ. Amen? We must ask Jesus Christ to be our God, that means we're not going to have any other God. We're not going to be doing what the voodoo man does and what the Obeda man does and all those other works of wickedness. We're not going to have Buddha. We're not going to have Muhammad. And there's millions of them. We're not having them. Down in South America, they have, and in other nations, they have caves and they have mines. And so they come up with some, they make themselves a god. And they decide we're going to worship this and we're going to bring it food and cigarettes and all kinds of things because we want this thing to save us. No, you can't have that and Jesus Christ. You got to make up your mind once and for all. So we must ask Jesus Christ to be our God. We must ask Jesus Christ to be our personal Savior. We must ask him to come save us. We must ask him to take away all of our sins. And we must ask him to come and live in our hearts forever. When we ask him, he will answer us. We may not hear angels playing violin or harp or any of those things people say goes on, but he will hear us and he will answer. And a celebration starts in heaven because we came and we asked him to save us. You see, in Luke chapter 9, verse 56, Luke chapter 9, verse 56, it says, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And he came to save our lives. He is listening to hear the words that we will say to him. The Bible says in John chapter 3 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, eternal life, life that lasts forever. For God sent not his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, through Jesus Christ, might be saved. The Bible says and these are the words of Jesus Christ. He that heareth my word and believeth on me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. So it is our prayer here at Miracle Internet Church that everyone comes to believe on Jesus Christ. And that they ask him those important questions. And that they ask him to do these things. He does them every day. He does them for people that have done horrible, horrible crimes, so the world says, and people that think they have never done anything wrong and just don't understand. When we come to him, he will save our soul if we ask him to. And I pray that you ask him to if you have not. And if you have asked him to before and you walked away and went back to doing sin, you can come again and ask him to forgive you. You can come to Jesus Christ again and ask him to forgive you and to cleanse you from all of your sin, and he will do it. And when he does, you must walk away from your sin and go and sin no more and follow Jesus Christ for the rest of your life. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that this was simple enough so that you can understand what Jesus Christ is saying and what our Heavenly Father, what God Almighty expects. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother
Praise
Bill.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful message. Saints, use that on your family members and watch what happens. Use the word. It works. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amy Miller has a praise report. I was holding my grandson and walking two dogs, and I slipped and I fell, and I didn't get hurt. Neither did my grandson, and the dog stayed right there. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. He does send his angels to keep us. Thank you for that, Lord. Trish has a praise report. The Lord, praise the Lord for a successful procedure today. I know the Lord will heal anything found. Praise you, Lord. Everything went good. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I have a great praise report. Pastor's report from the doctor is great. No problems. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Yes, that one tickled me. Thank you, Lord, for that. Margaret has a praise report. Yesterday, I put a prayer request in needing prayer for an allergy. It is gone and healed. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Oh, and I like this name, Victorious. That is great. What a name. Thank you, Jesus, for your surprise blessing today. I opened my state tax return and found out there was much more money than I expected. Thank you, Lord. You give us even more than we can even ask or think for. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Iris says, praise the Lord. Our trip was safe. Our house was not burgled. And our little dog was cared for very well. Thank you, Lord. He does hear our prayers. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise. Beloved says, thanking you, Lord, for giving me wisdom and discernment to see the works of the enemy and how it was trying to set a snare and a trap for me. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. See, beloved seeks Jesus and listens. Thank you, Lord, for that. JC has a praise report. I slept in victory last night, restored in Jesus' name. That's a big one for JC. Thank you, Lord, for that. Was not attacked. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Ira had put a prayer request in the prayer room to help find her keys. And you know what? The saints came up and prayed. And then Ira has a praise report. I found my keys. God, our Lord is great. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Caroline has a praise report. Well, oh my goodness. We the saints in UK and MIC prayed for Prime Minister Johnson to be healed from COVID and saved and married. Well, he got healed from COVID and he's married now. Praise you, Lord, for that. And Lord, we pray for his soul still in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Katie Colorado says, well, praise God, I haven't been able to access this prayer room from my phone in months of attempts. It just happened. Well, in the name of Jesus, I bind any devil that's interfering with the people from getting into the prayer room. We bind all the technology demons in Jesus' name. And Katie has another praise report. Yes. You in agreement? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Katie has another praise report. The Lord helped me secure a new job, and it's better than the one I had. Thank you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thiru has a praise report. I was in horrible discomfort for a couple days. I put a prayer request in here, and the Lord healed me instantly. My sleep was sweet, too, and I woke up with strength. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. these things, put your prayer request in the prayer room, and when two of us agree on something, Jesus does it. We give you praise, glory, and honor for our holy prayer room, Lord. Thank you for that. MM has a praise report. As our family grieves for one of our loved ones who left without notice during the night and the family members gathering, speaking at the funeral, everybody was peaceful, and it was nice, and there was no trouble, because at the last funerals, there was always bitterness and strife stirred up, and now it was just peaceful. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Praise you, Lord, for MM praying and us being in agreement, and she had peace. Dana has praise reports. Praise God for his mercy. Moved today, and when I arrived at the storage unit, the code that I was given didn't work. I started to feel anxious because I needed help, and I called the U-Haul, and I started praying in tongues, and I called the manager at U-Haul, and he returned my call, and he said he hadn't been able to make calls for the past 2 days because of cell tower problems, but mine was the only call he was able to make, and I talked with him, and he gave me the right numbers, and everything worked out great, and it didn't rain. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You do hear our prayers when we pray for the weather, and you do help us out of any mess that we're in. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise. Praise 2021 says thanks. Thank you for praying for my mother regarding her 100% blocked heart. She woke up on Friday. I never thought I'd see her again. Today was the first day of real speech. Her memory is confused, but she is here. Tomorrow they will remove the temporary pacemaker and put in a real one. Then we will deal with it's just praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. She had a cancer back in November of 2019, and it disappeared. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And RT has a praise report. Asked for post-prayer from a wrist joint pain. I was praying for healing and inflammation, carpal tunnel and all that mess, and the pain was almost gone. I could barely use the hand at work. The pain worsened. Praise be to God for continuing healing. Thank you, Lord, for your prayer. Thank you, saints, for your prayers, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing my hand. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you. NK has a praise report. God is working in KK's heart and mind deliverance. Thank you for your prayer support. Thank you, saints. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lena has a praise report that Norma and her daughter, Nicole, in North Carolina received salvation. Praise you for that, Lord. And also Michelle did the same. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor.
Amen, says, amen.
Amen, amen. It's nice to hear about souls getting saved. Thank you, Lord, for that. Amori has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for being in the midst of my college application. I've been admitted. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Praise you, Lord. God bless has a praise report. Came through with a miracle out of nowhere. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me and my need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Amy has a praise report this morning. In my special time with the Lord, I got revelation on one of the ways I'm in pride. Praise God for his correction and giving understanding to see myself clearly and receive God's correction and humbleness. Yes, that's the key, Amy. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up, and he does resist the proud, saints. This is the time to get rid of all the pride. You ask Jesus to show you how he sees you, what he wants you to get rid of, and repent of it and turn from it. That's all you have to do. And praise you for that wonderful prayer report, Lord Jesus. Nina has a praise report. My client was taking her medication tonight. I noticed that they had all her pills all mixed up, wrong boxes and all that, and I made calls and got it all straightened out. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you for that. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deborah has a praise report. I receive permission to tow all the abandoned cars off the adjacent property where the homeless are doing drugs and other things. They were also cutting down all the bush they hid in. This is a big deal. I live close to Seattle, and things are really getting out of hand around. And a big victory for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. That's awesome. Praise you, Lord. Katie has a praise report. I received my first paycheck today from my new job and got to pay four bills in one day. Praise you for that, yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hey, yes, praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. He's always on time. Thank you, Lord. And Caitlin has a praise report. Oh, this is my favorite one. Last time I looked at my grades, it was an F. When I checked back today, it was a B. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. You changed her grades. You've helped her get better. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Dana has a praise report. Yes. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Dana has a praise report. I know this may seem trivial, but I had deep dents in my car seats, and God removed them. Thank you, Lord, for that. That is awesome. That is just awesome. Pray about your car, saints. Watch what Jesus does. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Amori has another praise report. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for working on me. I see and feel the difference. I know I'm not perfect, but it's worth being an example of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. That's all. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Oh, here's a good one now. Katie has praised a storm blew two evenings ago while I was working. I bound it in Jesus' name and the principality over and forbid it to drop. Saw a storm chaser and thought, nope, not tonight, buddy. A coworker had received an alert for a watch. And you know what? They didn't have any funnel clouds hit them. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. No tornadoes there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The devils obey the name of Jesus, saints. You heard what Katie did. You can too. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. AEF has a praise report. I had requested prayer for a difficult situation to be resolved at work, and today it was resolved. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you for that. KK has a praise report. On Monday, a new client called to say he wanted to start his relationship with significantly more than what he had originally planned because he and his wife are very happy with their experience so far. Oh, then today, someone who had a relationship with my company and left because it was unhappy with the experience he received with the previous relationship manager has decided to come back and start a new relationship with me as his relationship manager because he liked how I handled the situation. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for blessing KK. And we just loose blessings over all our jobs. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Praise you for that.
Praise you, especially mine.
Yes, we lose blessings over yours too. Oh my. Oh boy.
Okay.
Enjoy the Lord definitely here. Oh wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your joy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Rahel has a praise report. I was able to successfully fast today. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. And in Jesus' name, I bind all addictions to coffee and all withdrawal. And we just lose peace over the saints. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, my. And God bless as a praise report. Got insurance company to reverse the negative withdrawal. Glory to God for supplying all my needs according to the blood of the covenant. Thank you, Lord. That's a big deal. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When you get people to do stuff the right way, thank you for that, Lord Jesus, just by praying. And Amori has a praise report. After watching and listening to some old sermons, I was able to ask God forgiveness for what he was revealing to me. Also, the video from Africa are such a blessing to me. Yes, praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And there, if you go under Dr. Pat Holiday, you can find the video she's talking about. She had also posted it in the chat room. And that is an awesome video. You can see a young Dr. Sabrina there, and you can see a witch runner from Pastor Pat. It's an awesome video. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the glory.
Was this one of those John videos?
Yes, ma'am, and you're in it.
Yes, I am. Yeah, that witch did run from us.
Yeah,
she sure
did. I mean, took off like lightning. Zoom, she was gone.
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor Sabrina, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, here we go. I tell you, Lord, we appreciate your joy because we surely do need it. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to thank Brother Bill for that. And now we're going to go to our call line. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235. Now, I want to remind you that our featured ebook, you can go right on our webpage, go to the link that says Books and Ebooks, and click and scroll down till you find one of our books. Because as you can see, Amazon put all kind of books in there that are not ours on our page. Why they did that, I don't know, but that wasn't right. Nonetheless, Dr. Pat Holiday wrote a book on the spirit of rebellion. And it's a very helpful book for all humans. Why? Because we've all had our part of rebellion. You know, I'm downright defying God. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, that's not the thing to do. So we're going to go to our guest call-in, 319-527-6235, and press 1 so we'll know you want to talk to us. And we're going to do some praying and some spiritual warfare. And then after that, Brother Marshall is going to lead us in some intercessory prayer of a special nature tonight. And so we want to thank the Lord for what he's going to do. And now to our guest call-ins. In Jesus' name, area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, yeah, Jesus did a miracle today, okay? You know what it is, okay? He provided me help. Now, I was hit with so much warfare, computers going down, couldn't do this, couldn't do that, or whatever. I'm doing what I need to do on my end concerning that. The demonic situation is at in the AM. So we'll just leave. You understand what I'm trying to say. I need prayer because I have to send, like, everything right now. Do you understand? Basically.
Yeah.
So that I'm saying it without, you know, how I have to explain. So
yes,
Jesus has led up to all everything he's already said that he was going to do and over where he said he's going to overturn. He said he's going to lead their counsel away spoiled and make it their judges fools, Job 12 and 17. He said he was just so many things. The end has come. The end has come. There's so many things that he's already declared from his word. So now it's just like, wow, this was like the 11th hour. And it's just like everybody else just no, 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 no. And so this is a really good thing. But I know I need prayer because I know what we're kind of going up against. You get what I'm trying to say. And it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, saints, all of us have trials, and all of us have situations. But our sister has a very special kind of situation. It's not your ordinary warfare. This is not ordinary warfare. This is warfare of a completely different nature. And I know some of you have never experienced this kind of warfare. And it sounds strange and different to you. Amen? But I want you to do this. When you pray for our sister and for her situation, I want you to pray in your prayer language. Allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, will of God. Amen? Allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, the perfect will of God. Because we are here that his will might be done on earth just as it is in heaven. Amen? So our sister's situation is unique. Yes, it's the same devil, but it's an extremely unique situation. And it has a higher level of warfare than what most people, even people that are parts of this ministry, encounter in a lifetime. So we're going to go into some special prayer for this situation in Jesus' name. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the enemy in Jesus' name. We break every barrier in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every barrier in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every barrier in the name of Jesus Christ. We break down every stronghold in Jesus' name. We break down every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, every stronghold, every stronghold. We bind every strong man in Jesus' name. We bind every strong man, every strong man, every strong man, every strong man in Jesus' name. All warfare, return to sender. We return every attack to the sender. We return every attack to the sender. We blind the enemy. Hallelujah. We blind the enemy. We blind the enemy in Jesus' name. We blind the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. And everything that we do, Lord, everything that we pray is under the blood of Jesus Christ. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ. Everything we do, everything that we say is under the blood of Jesus Christ. It's under his holy blood. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that pain that no foul has any part of, and which the vulture's eye has not seen, and the lion's whelp hasn't trodden on, and nor the fierce lion passed by. We thank you, Lord, that everything they do, every hidden thing that the enemy does is brought forth the right prematurely. We destroy those works now in Jesus' name. We destroy all those works now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we keep our words, our communications with you, close from the fowls of the air. We bring down the fowls in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for releasing your ambushment on the enemy's camp. We thank you, Father, for releasing your ambushment on the enemy's camp now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you have the enemy surrounded in Jesus' name, that your word will come to pass. We thank you, Father, that that you have determined in your heart is being done now in Jesus' name. We thank you that your warriors are released in Jesus' name. We thank you that the weapons of heaven are released against the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that their weapons formed against us will never prosper in Jesus' name. The weapons that they have formed against us will never prosper in Jesus' name. Every form, order, rank, and type of witchcraft goes back where it comes from. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Father, raise your armaments against them in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in Jesus' name. Who can stand against the King? Who can stand against the Lord Jesus Christ? No one can. Amen. We thank you, Father, and we give you the praise. We thank you, and we give you the praise. We thank you, Father, for extra relief from the warfare, from the attacks of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you for the healing that you've released, for by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. And whatever the enemy has sent to harm us will work in our favor. Whatever the enemy has sent to harm us will work in our favor in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for the victory that's found in Jesus Christ. It is ours by faith. We take full possession of it now in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Yes,
amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Area code 786. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, that's Sabrina.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi. When I was a baby, I received a stuffed penguin from my maternal grandmother. I have had and still do have a lot of soul ties with this stuffed penguin. And me and my mom believe, with lots of evidence, that this stuffed animal is allowing curses from my grandmother to come and disrupt the relationship between me and my mom. So can you please help me with that?
Sure, I will. I'll be happy to do that. Saints, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus our Lord, we take authority, dominion, and power over this stuffed animal and what it represents in the lives of our brother, in Jesus' name, and his family members. We cut him free with the glittering sword of the Lord, free from every tie that has tied him to, whether it's emotional, whether it's sentimental tie, whether it's material. We cut him free from every connection to this stuffed animal. And we cut all of the children of this ministry, we cut them all free from the stuffed animals in Jesus' name. We cut them all free. We take authority, dominion, and power over every ley line, every garland, every silver cord, every ungodly soul tie, every connection to the demonic realm. And we circumcise them from it in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father, where they were once tied to these things, that they be connected into the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we give this to you. Now, Father, we know that because of these type of things, we have to repent of the sin of idolatry. So, my brother, do you repent of the sin of idolatry?
Yes.
All right. Father, he repents and he turns away from idolatry, from having an ungodly connection with things that don't please you. So, Lord, as we come before you, we ask for your mercy and we ask for grace and we ask for forgiveness. We ask you for strength to obey the word of the Lord. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over any curses, any spell, any incantation, any dedication that were done with this stuffed animal in Jesus' name. Turn it over to you, Lord Jesus. What it means, what it meant, and what the purpose of giving it was, the true purpose by that spirit. We turn that over to you, Lord Jesus. Now we take authority, dominion, and power over every inordinate affection, every affection that we have for that stuffed animal that is out of the order of God. And we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all longing for it, all thinking about it, all wanting it again, all imaginations about it, all memories. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we command all of the spirits that came into you and into your family from that connection, we bind those spirits in Jesus' name and we command them to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and call. Come up and out of them now. Everyone, all those spirits, all those familiar spirits, all of those family devils, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out of the whole family. Everybody, deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Come out of the family. Come out of our brother in Jesus' name. Come on out. You cannot stay. Go into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged now. Even the true intent for the gift being given, bound in Jesus' name. Every sin that it has afforded, every evil spirit that it has given way to, we bind in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to take a deep breath and cough again from your gut, all three of you. Amen. Father, we ask for you to send the holy fire of God to burn these other spirits out. All these spirits that came down the family line from a long time back that are trying to hold this family in bondage in Jesus' name. Sin, you have no power over them in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for the holy fire of God to come into each one of them and to burn those spirits out. And we ask, Father, that you take these deliverances to completion in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sounds like you're getting some deliverance. You're probably going to get a lot more. Now you praise the Lord and you continue on the fast and you sing blood songs to Jesus Christ, all right? And he will speak to your heart. Amen. God bless you.
I should discord it, correct?
Yes.
I should discord. Okay, thank you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye. Amen. You see, it doesn't matter your age. Jesus Christ will come and help you. He does it all the time because he loves us so. He does it all the time because he loves us so. Erico 470, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Sabrina.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, we're sorry. We didn't have it on speaker and we couldn't hear you. This is Tiffany and Amy.
Yes, it is. It's Tiffany and Amy. And we asked the Holy Spirit if we should call tonight, and we felt he said yes. And it's about the continual sickness that mainly Amy and I are having. And it's just a standard cold, a cough, some fever, headache,
yeah,
just standard stuff. You know, mucus in the chest and stuff. And but this is a continuation of the sickness that we had for a while when we called last. We received healing from our last fast. We were actually healed.
Yeah.
And then we both got sick again shortly after.
Yeah. I mean, we're standing on scriptures. I believe we are being faithful.
So what you had was the enemy come back to attack you again.
Reinforcement.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he's had that ground in your life for a while.
Yeah.
And you finally got free. You got healed. And then we sent those demons away. Well, he said the devil sent reinforcements to attack you again.
Okay. Okay.
So don't forget that your healing is very real. Just don't let him steal it from you.
Right.
He is a thief. He will come to steal it from you. You can get a healing, but if you don't hold on to it, he'll come steal it from you.
Okay.
Amen?
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power all over these spirits of sickness, spirits of disease, spirits of infirmity, spirits of affliction, spirits of maladies. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, every one of you. Come up again. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Holy fire of God upon these devils in Jesus' name. Come on out. All your attacks go back on your own head. All the attacks go back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. All of these attacks, go back in Jesus' name. Go back. Seven times worse, you're bound in Jesus' name. Go back in Jesus' name. Seven times worse, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of them. You have no right to be there. Their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's a weakness. We bind you in Jesus' name. Every weakness in their vessels, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. For as he is, so are we in this present world. Of Jesus, they have been healed. Come out. All weakness. All weaknesses. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All tendencies toward this disease, we curse you at the root. And we lay the battle axe of the Lord to the root of this disease state in Jesus' name, to the root of this infirmity, to the root of this infliction in Jesus' name. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All you roots, we uproot you now. Go into the cage, bound to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every root, every planting that my heavenly Father did not plant, we uproot you now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind the work and we bind the witch in their neighborhood, in their vicinity, that keeps trying to send it back to them.
Yeah,
Holy
I knew it.
Holy fire on those works in Jesus' name. Lord, if you can save that witch, save one. But if not, you wrote what you wrote in Exodus. We thank you. And we give you praise. We thank you, and we give you praise.
Praise you.
Father, we bind allergies. Amen. Thank you for reminding me, Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
We bind allergies and allergy attacks in Jesus' name. We bind allergies and allergy attacks in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. The Bible says Jesus healed them all. Yes. We bind the ringing in the ears. We bind on. We bind the ringing in the ears. We bind nasal congestion and runny noses. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Praise God.
We bind every allergy in the name of Jesus. We bind every body illness, every illness of the body in Jesus' name. And for everybody else, we bind gluttony in Jesus' name. We bind every infection in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every swelling and every malfunction of the body and body fluids in Jesus' name.
Praise you, God.
We bind every root to this illness in the name of Jesus. We bind death, we bind fear, and we bind spirits of destruction coming to destroy your lungs and your breathing ability in Jesus' name. We bind every form of COVID that has been released, and we return it back to where it came from in Jesus' name. We bind broken rhythms in the heart in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
We bind broken rhythms in the heart. We bind ear deafness in Jesus' name. We bind ear deafness in Jesus' name. We bind parasites and organisms in the body that ought not be there. We bind demonic devices in the body in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ bore our griefs, our sorrows, our pain, our transgressions, our guilt, our iniquities. And he gave forgiveness, peace, well-being, healing, and wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Brother Marshall, we desire for you to join us.
There we go. Praise the Lord. I am connected. Been listening every minute. Praise the Lord. Virtually every minute, I should say. We bind every spirit of distraction as well in Jesus' name. All those distracting spirits, especially if not just for us, but all those connected related to us, our family members, our friends, and those we've been interceding for, will intercede for in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for the wonderful praise reports. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We come boldly before your throne of grace in time of need with our big brother Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. And we thank you for your divine help and intervention, Father, in Jesus' name. He said, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. But Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood, not an ordinary blood, the blood of God, like it says in Acts 20:28. That is the blood of God, and that's why it's a sinless blood. Even Judas, who betrayed Jesus, said he betrayed the innocent blood in Matthew, 27:4. He betrayed the innocent blood, and that is that blood. That's the blood that makes us just as if we never sinned. We thank you for that blood. We thank you for the blood of God. Thank you, Father, for sending forth your Son to be a substitute and a sacrifice for our sins on that tree. He took the cup of cursing, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We thank you, Father. Having, therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, as it is written in in Hebrews, cut out 10:12, become boldly before your throne, O grace Father, for all of those that you so desire. And as Sabrina so eloquently pointed out, you desire everyone to be saved. In 1 Timothy 2, kind of a set of 3 and following, and even in 2 Peter 3, 9, and also in Luke, cut off, so where is that, 2:10. This is for everybody. But Father, we ask you to help those, Father, that don't realize that there is a narrow road and a really broad way. The broad way that leads to destruction and the narrow way that leads to truth and light. And particularly for those who think, well, I've already done that, and once saved, always saved. Well, Father, your word doesn't say once saved, always saved. I used to believe that. I heard a couple of preachers preach it. Sounded pretty nice. And true, if somebody does stick with Jesus after they accept him, they are saved forever because Jesus can't lie. He's faithful, but people have the option to wander away. Just in the Jewish marriage ceremony, the husband is never, ever supposed to desert the wife, but the wife has the option to say, well, I've changed my mind. At least what I've been taught. I could be wrong. I've been wrong about more than one thing. And that's why we need Jesus, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we come boldly before your throne of grace, Father, for all of our family members and friends and neighbors and everyone we've interceded for, including all the children, Father God, and all those that have been bewitched by the ungodly spirits or the mind-control spirits from the mainstream news media, all the mind-control spirits from the government groups, and not just in this country, even in Canada and all the different nations, Father. We ask you to deliver those that have been blinded, Father, in Jesus' name. We come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy, holy, holy name. We thank you for sending Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we're so grateful, and I'm so grateful that you've forgiven me all my sins because of what Jesus did on the cross, because of that the covenant, Father God. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, as is written in Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Thank you for every good and every perfect gift that comes down from you, Father. You, Father of lights. We thank you that God is light, and you sent Jesus, the light who's come into the world, and the entrance of thy words giveth light. Help us all to hide your word in our hearts, that we will not sin against you in every area, and set a watch not only before my mouth, but all the saints. Set a watch before our mouths, and keep the door of our lips continually. And Lord, I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established in Jesus' name. And I'm so grateful, Father, that I can come boldly and we can come boldly before your throne of grace. And we do come in agreement. According to Matthew 18:19, you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And I've seen you answer that prayer based on that scripture many, many, many times, Father. Many, many, many times. All kinds of simple little prayers. Trying to find a lost passport. Trying to find this. Trying to find the keys, like the sister found the keys in the praise report. We thank you, Father. And you said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not. And Jesus Christ is made unto us, as is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I think it's around verse 30. Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And we come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus. You said, put me in remembrance, let us plead together. We thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, as Sabrina's already mentioned, all the many scriptures about that, particularly in Romans, in Romans chapter 5, that even while we sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified, just as if we never sinned, by the blood of Jesus. Wow. We come before you. And also in John chapter 3, and there's some very challenging scriptures in there, and we thank you for hearing these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Help me to pray the way you want, and all of us to pray the way you want, and saints in your prayer language as you feel led, in Jesus' name, by the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We thank you we can come before your throne of grace according to your word as we've heard recently in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, your throne of grace. What's on the throne of grace? What was sprinkled there by the high priest? The blood of the Lamb. Christ our Passover, he is the blood of the Lamb. Christ our Passover is sacrifice for us. You are a very present help in time of need. Now is the day of salvation in Jesus' name. We come before your throne of grace. And since you sent your Son, Father, to be the Savior of the world, as it is written in 1 John 4:14, and since it is written you want all men to be saved, to be sozo, actually, saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole, and to come to the knowledge of the truth, Father, we ask you to deliver all those who have been interceding for. But Abba, you said in your word in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world, he blinds the minds and the eyes of those that don't believe. So you told us by faith in your word to bind Satan. So Satan, you're already bound. The strong man's already bound during the prayers at the beginning of this worship service, and you remain bound, and all your underlings remain bound, including you, Satan, the mind bond of the strong man, are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name, even as is written in Mark 3:27. Jesus says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And Jesus says in Matthew 16:18-19, Jesus speaking in red letters, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, this is the rock of revelation he got by the Father, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And Jesus cannot lie. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You, Satan, and all your underlings are bound from our position in Christ Jesus on earth, and from our position in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons in the Karabatura. The second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those we have our rule by interceding for, including all the family members, all the loved ones, and all those any of us have and will be witnessing to, and all those, including the children that have been brought into this country under many of them false pretenses that are held against their will, Father, as we've heard about from the alternative news media, because, of course, you don't hear about that on the mainstream news media. We ask you, Father God, to save, heal, and deliver all those, especially the children, Father God, because you know, you said in your word, you don't want even one of these little ones to perish in Matthew 18:14, in Jesus' name. And since this is a good news for all people, but not everybody finds the narrow road, so, Father, we ask you to draw them. So, Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings remain bound. Every ungodly spirit of presumption, pride, rebellion, every spirit of false light, all spirits of ungodly religions, including worship of self, selfishness, get every spirit behind those spirits of iPads, iPhones, got all that stuff about me, my, I, kind of even the products that people are sold that are helpful, but they have my connected with it in Jesus' name. We can't say assignment because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, including all the human beings created in God's image. We bind every spirit trying to change the human beings to the image of something not created by God, trying to put mRNA in there to change their DNA. We cancel the assignment of the enemy to each and everyone. Satan, all of your bewitching spirits are bound. Every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of ungodly fear is bound in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the blood of the covenant. By the power of the Holy Spirit, every ungodly spirit is bound, including every spirit of rebellion, humanism, intellectualism. Well, I thought every spirit of pride and rebellion is bound in Jesus' name, and every spirit of feet running to mischief, every spirit of foot of pride is bound in Jesus' name. Every hard-hearted spirit is bound in Jesus' name. We cancel our assignments to all that we have, our will and understanding for, including those railing against those that are standing for the truth and those that are coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name. And we command you, Satan, to remove every spirit of doubt and unbelief from each and every one, including all the family members of every believer, including my sister, Kay, my brother-in-laws, I and R in Jesus' name, my son-in-law, and all of our descendants, all of our family members in Jesus' name, all those hard-hearted spirits, all those mind-blinding spirits, and every spirit of, well, I'm so righteous and self-righteous, and we bind every spirit of self-righteousness in Jesus' name, and every spirit of all, I accepted Jesus 50 years ago, so I'm good to go. But it says we're supposed to die daily, die to the old man daily. It says in 1 Corinthians 15. So we bind every spirit of self-righteousness in Jesus, and we cancel our assignments to each and every one. We command you, Satan, take all of your demons away. They're in any way blinding their eyes, hearts, and their minds from knowing, understanding, and receiving the fullness of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ from Nazareth and his kingdom because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. From our position seated in heavenly places, you and all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound, and all the demonic assignments to steal, kill, and or destroy of none effect to all as we have our and will be interceding for at any time in Jesus' name, all those we've interceded for in the past, including all the children in Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over each of us, every access to each of us, our minds, our hearts, our eyes, ears, every access to each one of us, including all electronic accesses as well in Jesus' name. Get the hint, Satan, every foul spirit, only go where Jesus Christ from Nazareth tells you to go, including Beelzebub, all bound and gagged in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Heavenly Father, now that the demons are gone, in the name of the Lord Jesus, please send the Holy Ghost to hover over and bring conviction. It says in your word in John chapter 6, verse 44, no man comes to the Lord Jesus save you, draw them. But we know you want all men to be saved, and that's the only way they can be saved, because Jesus' name means Savior. He is our Savior. And we ask you to save those we've interceded for, including all those connect related to Sabrina, all those connect related to Bill, all those connect related to me, all those connect related to all the global prayer warriors, all those within the sound of my voice, and all those any of us that have and are interceding for in Jesus' name, including those railing against us that can be saved. And we don't know if some of them can be saved, and maybe some of the witches can be saved, because you love every human being. And people just need to repent and realize that, whoops, if they made Satan their head, they're going to the lake of fire along with their boss, the devil. So, Father, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We ask you, because you said that that's what the Holy Ghost comes to do in John chapter 16, verse 8. And we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction and give them to the Lord Jesus, Father, because Jesus said he's lost none that you've given to him in John 6:39 in Jesus' name. And you'll not reject any of those that Father God brings to you, Jesus. And you said in John 6:39, Jesus speaking, this is the Father's will which has sent me, of that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And since all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and Jesus says, but I will see you again. Remember, his eyes are red with wine. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. In that day, the day we see Jesus, when he's going back to be with the Father, we're communing with him and spending time in fellowship with the Spirit, in that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Thank you for fullness of joy, because in your presence really is fullness of joy, Father. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Thank you for drawing each one, Lord Jesus. We ask you to write their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. My sister, my brothers-in-law, my sons, son-in-law, God, with all those within my daughters that have not fully committed themselves, they think they're okay. Yeah, they got baptized. Yeah, that's nice, and that's great. But did they perhaps, I don't know. You know their hearts, Lord. I don't know anyone else. I don't even know my own heart perfectly, Lord. But it says, whatever you accuse somebody else of, you're guilty of yourself. So I repent, Father. I repent afresh from every sin. And we thank you, Father God. And it's so important that we pray in agreement according to Matthew 9:38. You said, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labors into his harvest. This pray ye. You are our pray. It's not just one person. You all pray. We pray in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And also in Luke chapter 10, verse 2, as we're reading Luke this week, it says, the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest. We all pray in agreement that he will send forth the proper labors. If some of us of those labors, send us to those who you want, Father, at the right time, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the labors you sent forth in my path, many different labors, including Sabrina and Bill, giving words of wisdom and knowledge and direction. We thank you for that, Father, as well as Pat Holiday, all the labors you sent across our path. If any of us are the labors, send the proper labors to each and every one that we've interceded for, and we claim each and every one, spirit, soul, and body, for you and for your kingdom forever, in the name of Jesus Christ, especially all the family members of every believer. You said, believe the Lord Jesus, saved in your household. You said, a lamb for house, 12:3. Christ our Passover, he is our Passover lamb, and he is sacrificed for us. And that's that blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Says, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. So many people have had things happen to them in the past, and including the generational iniquity that draw them away from Jesus. They think, well, I'm so terribly smart. I went to an Ivy League college, or I got whatever, Phi Beta Kappa, or whatever. That doesn't save us. Only the blood of Jesus saves. You see the blood over each one. Draw them with your loving kindness. So we thank you for drawing each one with your loving kindness, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you in advance for hearing and answering all of these prayers. And I know we know we have our answers. And I know, we all know, we have our answers according to your word. That we have answers according to your will. The answer is always yes. And this is the confidence, 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in him, the word of God, that has anything according to his will. We know he's here. And if you hear them, amen, unto the glory of God by us. It is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and verse 21. Now he who establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us, he is God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Thank you, Father, for an anointing of the earnest of the Spirit, not just in our heads, in our hearts, Father. That you said if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts, Father, you raised Christ Jesus from the dead, we'll be saved. We'll be sozo. We'll be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And you said, believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll be sozo. You'll be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And your household in Acts 16:31. And you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Acts 2:21, in Jesus' name. And you said, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in remission of sins, that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many of the Lord our God shall call. All the descendants of every believer, not just the grandmother's descendants, but the brothers, all the descendants of every believer, all the descendants, all the descendants of every believer. Son of a sinner, son of a sinner. Three pagan Christine Smith in the Hebrides, Father. We ask you for all those in authority, answer the gifts they need, including Donald Trump. If you need any additional gifts of repentance, grant them the gifts of repentance for advocating the jab that's being pushed around in this nation, Father God, that it may not be a blessing from you, Lord. Because we know we can bring them to get this thing, but you told us not to go out of our way, to jump off the top of the temple. You told us not to tempt the Lord your God. That everything from God is good and nothing to do with you. Is that jab from God? I don't think so. If they're putting stuff in there, it's not the way to get human body. So what we have to deliver all the good news to them, give them eyes to see spiritually, and fully understand your heart, to be fully devoted, fully good, and all the things that amen and amen and amen. In the name of all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, within them, the blood of the living God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know Jesus Christ is Lord. And he's given a call to you today. He wants to come and live into your heart, be your personal Savior. And the only thing that you have to do is just tell him you're sorry for your sins. Ask him to come and be your personal Savior. Oh yes, he'll come in. He'll be right there. And the wonderful, wonderful thing about it is this. He'll be there from now until the end of the world. And then you'll meet him face to face. And you'll know that this very day that you ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord. Would you say a prayer with me today? Dear God, I'm a sinner. And I know that I failed. But that's why you came and died on the cross for me. And I ask you, oh God, that you will forgive me of my sins. Yeah, that's right. Just ask him to come in now. He's waiting for you. Just ask him to come in now. Yes, there he is. There he is. See, I told you. Don't you feel wonderful now? Don't you feel clean? Don't you feel marvelous? Just because he died on the cross for you. He's your Lord. He's your King. He's today your Messiah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.